Right now, it is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall. How are you?
Good. So did you get everything installed yesterday?
Everything is installed.
And I'll tell you, it doesn't sound that much different than the day before.
To me, the only thing that I noticed, it was a little bit cleaner, but less spacey.
Yeah.
That's all. But a little bit cleaner because, you know, when you look at the graph on your audio, between the pauses, the line should be very thin.
Yeah.
And now it's thin, very thin, pencil. Whereas before that, it was a little bit thicker than that. So that's how I know it's a little bit cleaner. But it really was a cinch. There was nothing to it. Plugged the mic in the front. And in the back, they have a USB that goes into the computer. Like you said, Coretta Pro. We had to go into the options and just tell it to recognize that software, which was no problem. The only thing is that he said to me, this is the gentleman that helped me install it instead of Marshall, and the reason why, because they're the ones that were complaining, not Marshall. So what? Let them do the work, not Marshall. And he said to me, I said, you know, I did a recording when I went to play back, wasn't coming up the speakers. He goes, oh, you have to put the headset in the new box. I did, and I heard it fine. I said, but now I can't hear. I said, I have to wear the headsets all the time. He said, what kind of speakers do you have? So, you know, regular speakers go to a mini plug. He said, well, really have to go to RCA because that's what's on the back of this thing.
No, you don't.
So I don't have that. And I'm saying to myself, you know what? I'm not going to bother Marshall. So after lunch, came down, went into my Windows 10 sound.
And just went to the internal speakers for playback.
I just looked to see what it was saying for sound, and it was saying that little box, whatever they call it. So I just dropped down the arrow and went to the Realtek speakers. Boom, no problem. Gone. That's it. I said, great. Thank you. Over. Done. And that's it. We close the chapter on that book. We open the chapter on the month of April.
Yes.
It's coming soon to a theater near you.
That's right.
Sun mixing with clouds today in the mid-50s. Not bad. Cloudy tonight. A couple of showers around. No big deal. You're not going to be measuring it. Lower 40s. Cloudy with a shower possible Friday, low 60s. More clouds than any sun. Saturday, hazy and warm, but still a lot of cloud cover. With a chance of a shower, but warm. 65 to 70. Then the front comes through on Sunday with showers, 50 to 55. And we wind up with sunshine on Monday and the high right around 50 to start off the month of April.
So it looks like we're done with snow.
I mean, any real significant accumulating snow, I would say yes. But you could still see, you know, some snow showers. I doubt very much if there'd be too much of an accumulation, but that would be my guess right now. In fact, it was so easy yesterday afternoon that I sat down, and I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I started doing the summer forecast.
Holy smokes, there you go.
I have July and August done. I did not get to September. What do I think? I don't think it's going to be a hot summer. I do think it's going to be a warmer than normal summer. And I think it's going to be very changeable again. Not that I could say that it's going to be, quote, above normal rainfall. But I think we'll see more episodes of showers than we normally do during the summer. At least that's what I see so far.
Probably thunderstorms.
Through August. Yeah, what are you going to say?
Probably more thunderstorms.
Some thunderstorms. Again, that didn't jump out at me. And through August, I saw nothing tropical.
Well, there you go.
Nothing tropical through August. So, could be a real quiet season as far as that's concerned.
What does Memorial Day look like?
That's in your spring forecast.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Let's take a look at it. Should be, spring. Last week, for the third week, I have warm showers and thunderstorms end of the week. Last week, showers and clearing are pleasant. And do I say down here? Spring gets off to a late start as usual. Easter time fair pleasant. Memorial Day weekend. Showers then fair.
Okay. All right.
So there
that's
you
not
go.
Too, that's not too bad.
No, I'm not too shabby at all. No. So I'm kind of happy about that. And again, there was no great shakes when I was doing those 2 months, July and August. I'm saying to myself, well, I don't see anything too ominous, which is great.
Now, did I mention to you yesterday the bear was back at my house last night?
You did not.
Yeah, the bear was back. I don't have anything out there, so he just kind of went around the house. The dogs went crazy for about 2:30 in the morning yesterday. Not last night, but the night before.
Okay.
I had a big and big bear, big bigger.
This
big
is the
bear.
Same guy. You think it's the same guy?
I got a feeling. It's a big bear.
Really?
Didn't lose much weight over the winter. Kind of like me. I think he packed a few pounds on in the winter time.
Wow.
Big guy. Big bear.
big bear. Yeah. And did you get him on the cam?
Yeah. Yeah. I only got his butt on the cam. The camera, the battery was low, so I only got his butt. But I didn't need to see a picture of it. The dogs woke me up, and I got to see him heading off down the road in real time.
Yeah. Now, you would think with the dogs barking, you would think that he would not come around.
I don't think he really gives a damn about the dogs. Now, if it's a mama bear and she's got the little bears
right,
with her,
right.
That's different. But if it's not a mama bear, I could think that the dogs barking inside the house. He's heard it before, so I don't think it's going to scare him away. I think he's just lumbering. He uses either side of my house as an expressway to go to where there's other garbage and food. Because I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any outside. All my garbage is stored inside until it's collection day, and then I bring it into the station. To be honest with you, so that's what I do. I just don't keep it at the house in the summertime.
Right.
So,
I think that's pretty cool, though. I mean, to me, you know, if they're not harming anybody, leave them alone.
What's interesting, though, you can kind of tell when the bears are going to come. I don't know. I'm no outdoorsy person, but all of a sudden, the pictures of the deer in the background in the backyard, the deer and the few coyotes that come through, they start to vanish away. And then all of a sudden, here come the bears. The bears are in the picture.
Isn't that interesting?
But the rabbits and the woodchucks, they could care less. And the raccoons, they could care less about the bears. They could care less.
I guess the bear won't bother them, right?
I guess not. But anyway, so it's bear season. So take in your bird feeders, everybody. Take them in. You leave them out, they're going to get destroyed.
That's the only thing I haven't seen around here, by the way.
What?
Bear.
Yeah. Really?
No.
Well, the first time you see them,
yes,
it'll be good enough because they're big.
Right. I mean, you see them up at the cabin.
Yeah, especially if you see them
in Northwest Jersey. Yeah.
Especially if you see them standing up. You know, when they stand up, it's like, oh, oh.
Wow. Yeah. They're over 7 feet tall, right?
Hey, you're 8 feet tall. You're big. They're on the ground, they look big, but they don't look, you know. A scary big, but when they stand up, that's scary big. So anyway, so it's bear season. That's all we need to know. So we're in for nice weather through Saturday.
Yeah, and then showers on Sunday, and then back to sunshine on Monday.
So that's not too bad. Can't complain.
I don't think it's bad at all. I mean, it's just fine that we're moving along, and you know, and I don't really even see terrible weather across the nation. Although, you know, with that front on Sunday. I'm sure down south there's going to be severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. But, I mean, on the whole, it's not like I have to say, well, Marshall, we're quiet. But what a blizzard is hitting the Northwest. What, you know, a severe outbreak here. Even there, quiet.
All right, so if we get no more snow this winter, my official snow tally is 53 inches for the winter.
And that, how does that compare to normal?
That's a little, normal is 50 to 60 inches, so it hit in the normal range. But okay. I have to, I my little thing, I've modified it. It's snow and sleet, because they were, it's,
right.
you can't discern the two, because they always happen together. Very few, we only had out of the, 8 to 10 events we had, I think only 2 or 3 were just plain snow. Everything else was snow to sleet, to freezing rain. So,
which is pretty much exactly what the way I thought for. This yeah. winter was going to shape up.
Yeah. So. But at least it appears we're through the worst of it. Watch. There'll be some sort of weird storm happen where we get dumped on like 30 inches of snow around Easter time. Watch.
Could you imagine? And Easter is not until the 20th this year.
I know. Or else, now that we're all feeling good about ourselves, it'll come out of nowhere.
I surely hope not.
I know. I hope not, too. I hope not, too, because I'm very used to new to not having to worry about bitter cold weather. I could take 20s in the morning and 50s in the afternoon.
Right.
I can tolerate that with sun. But I was just pretty much done with the winter because there was so much rain to sleet to snow to ice. I was just pretty much done with the winter.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad winter, but no. It wasn't. Let's put it this way: it was an inconvenient.
It was pain in the ass winter. Yeah, that's exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
that's putting it mildly.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just a. Well, anyways, but we don't have to hopefully worry about that anymore.
No.
All right, Pat. Did you pick the movie you're doing yet?
Nope.
Not yet.
Nope. I heard from Jody yesterday, emailed me, and she is considering taking the lead role in Hush Hush, Sweet Charlotte. She didn't give me a commitment yet, but she's considering it because we told her that we would do a lot of the scenes in the fall at her brownstone in New York City.
I'll do it every time.
There you go.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you mañana.
All right, Marshall, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check out our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.